Unions and employer groups have met with the Minister for Industrial Relations today to put forward ideas for how the COVID-19 crisis will affect workplaces and new potential entitlements which may be needed. The ACTU Secretary, Sally McManus, has urged the Morrison government to provide assistance to millions of casual workers, saying these workers must not unfairly wear the economic impact of the coronavirus if they're forced not to work. I was joined by the Industrial Relations Minister and Attorney General Christian Porter a short time ago before today's Cabinet meeting and asked him what was achieved at the meeting.
If you like, today was blowing the whistle on what's going to be several months of much more intensive engagement between the government, business, employers, employees. We know that we're going to face certain challenges. We know that some of those will coalesce around casual employees. We know that some of those are around when directions are given for people to stay home or when businesses might find that they need to close for a period of time or when employees are making the best decisions about the health and safety of their fellow employees to not turn up to work. What are the legal consequences of each of those decisions? When might they arise? In what industry sectors? What might be the best response? Certainly one of the best responses at the moment is for everyone to act cautiously but with as much common sense as can be mustered. You know, there will be times where people will need to work from home when they've never worked from home before. But the most important thing, I think, was agreed that the key here is maintaining the health and safety of employees in all types of businesses across Australia, at the same time trying to make sure that businesses are able to make sure that they're keeping the goods and services produced that we rely on every day.
Should workers lose their sick leave entitlements when it's out of their hands and they're forced to self-isolate?
That's a question that was raised today. And when you use the language forced to self-isolate, there might be circumstances of quite a large variety when someone is potentially subject to a control order at a state or a federal level, when it's a condition or on a visa for re-entry on permanent residency into Australia. They might be following advice from a doctor. All those circumstances are quite different. So very much what we were trying to do today is we have our list and break down and taxonomy of all of the different circumstances that might arise. We're trying to compare that to the sort of situations that even in these early stages are experiencing on the ground, because the answers will be different in a variety of different circumstances.
So
what was very clear to me today was that there's not going to be a single answer that you can put in place for every conceivable circumstance that might arise. You need tailored responses and they need to be scalable in different industry sectors.
Okay, so for a worker that's told by their boss that they should quarantine because perhaps someone has been exposed and has coronavirus in a workplace, so they're asked by their workplace, should they then have to use their sick leave if they don't actually have coronavirus?
Well, as a very general principle, and that's obviously a hypothetical, but as a very general principle, an employer is under an obligation to operate their business in a way that ensures the health and safety of all their workers. If for whatever reason they considered that a worker or some workers should stay at home because of a likely exposure or risk to the health and safety of other workers, that direction means, and they can make that direction, the person who was staying at home would have to be basically using their leave in those circumstances. But if they were directed by the employer and they ran out of leave, then the employer would still be paying the wage of that person because they're home at the direction of the employer. But that's a general principle, and that might play out very, very differently depending on what contract or enterprise agreement or award a person is under. So it will not be without its complications. But generally speaking, leave is there for circumstances where leave should be taken, and employers have an obligation to protect the health and safety of other employees.
For those workers who don't have enough sick leave to cover a 14-day quarantine, will the government or their employer extend their sick leave entitlements at their current rate of pay?
Well, I can't answer that in the general because there are different circumstances as to whether or not someone has been directed to stay at home or whether someone's staying at home because they're not available for work because they're sick or they're subject to some other direction which is enforceable. Obviously, the situation is different for part-time employees than part-time permanents to casuals. But what we are trying to do at this stage and what business and unions have been very helpful in doing is trying to break down all of those different possible scenarios consider which are the most likely to cause challenges early, design potential responses and make sure that those responses are scalable. So it is very difficult to talk in generalities.
Is it your view that people who aren't entitled to sick leave, like casuals and contractors, should be covered by the federal government for the time period that they're at home?
When you're saying when they're at home, again, there might be any number of reasons why someone's at home. A casual employee might be home because they're sick with the flu, or they might become sick with COVID-19. But what we're looking to see is how that scenario, particularly obviously with coronavirus, might play out at large. But if you're talking as a general matter of principle, the principle is that, of course, people who are employed as casuals get a loading to make up for the fact that they don't accumulate sick leave. Now, how that might play out in a pandemic situation is what we're trying to understand as a matter of predictions and data and experience. And if and when there needs to be a response to that, we'll make sure that the response is tailored and
scaled. Sure, but given one in three workers, Minister, are casuals, if you're a casual worker, I reckon if you're relying on that casual work, you'll avoid even having this test to find out if you have coronavirus and perhaps keep working and put people at risk. Don't we need some clarity about whether they will be paid sick leave to ensure at the equivalent of what shifts they would lose, to ensure that they don't put others at risk?
First of all, the data around casuals is it's more like a quarter of the workforce than a third. Secondly, the presumption that everyone would act in a way that is contrary to the national interest and go to work even if they thought they had coronavirus is not something that I accept. I think most people understand, as at law, they have an obligation to their fellow workers to ensure their health and safety by making the best assessments as to whether they are ill or potentially
Minister,
could be ill.
But if you can't feed your family, I'm not sure that's what you'll do.
Well, Patricia, everyone has said that there's going to be a rush of people running into work who are casuals, even though that they may feel sick or consider that they could get corona or are in an isolation period. I don't accept that. I don't accept that at all. I think people, by and large, behave very, very responsibly and sensibly. But if circumstances arise where there are issues around incentives or disincentives in that respect, then we'll look at them. There are already mechanisms inside a very broad and very stable welfare system that you could possibly look at. But we're not at the point now where we need to activate any of those. We are at the point where we're trying to understand what might be the best scalable responses if those problems do arise.
That's the Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister, Christian Porter. What do you make of what he has to say? 0418 226 576 is the text line.